We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Award shows can be so awesome. Mm-hmm. At last night's CMA Awards. Check out this little snippet. I sat there last night watching that rendition of Love Me Anyway. Like,
yeah.
This is... I think I must have said, wow. I think it's all. Yeah. It was like driving through Utah. Wow.
It's totally true. And they are just such a great mesh. Of course, Pink meshes with a lot. She's already done a song with Kenny Chesney. I mean, she's really good. And she could be in our format for sure. The other performance that stood out for me last night was also Willie Nelson and Kacey Musgraves. Check this out. Stood out to me because it's quite obvious where Willie's at health-wise.
Right.
And
his
that
voice
was sad.
Wavering, yes.
It was sad. It was hard for him to breathe. But, you know, Willie's in his 80s. You know, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But I loved Kacey's face because Kacey is such a huge fan and follower of true, real country music. And you could see that coming out of her when she was performing with the legendary Willie Nelson.
So those were some highlights of last night's CMA Awards. And by the way, welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON, and welcome to our food fund. We are live at Senior Grubby's. They've opened up early for us today. Excuse me, Grubby's in Oceanside. Yes, Jessica.
Oh, I'm just laughing at you coughing.
Well, thank you. I have my funniest line. I've got plenty more. Okay, so that's the good part of last night's CMA Awards. Let's get to some of the things that we have some problems with, shall we?
Yeah.
Like,
you two, go ahead.
Wow. Okay. Look, the first performance was great. It was all these women of country singing amazing songs that they've done. They were huge hits. It was a really cool moment. And then they went in to the three hosts doing their jokes.
And right away, in the year of women, we get a Dolly Parton big boob joke. It's like,
I agree.
Okay,
really?
So I'm going to step in here. Real quickly, because I was raised on country music. A good portion of my career was country music. And if you know any history of Dolly Parton and her history of who she is,
right,
her persona, her shtick, her entire career has always been about her looks, her wigs, and her boobs. She has always joked about it. She has always made that part of who she is. And her biggest line was always, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap.
I get
that. It was 100% Dolly. It was true to her. Had it been Brad Paisley making the rack joke, it would have been inappropriate and wrong. But it was the women, and it was 100% Dolly Parton. That has been her persona her entire career.
I guess my take on it isn't so much that it went against the whole pro-woman theme of
Why
the CMA.
Why is that not pro-woman?
I'm not saying it did. That's not what my problem is. My problem is the fact that, really? Another boob joke? Seriously?
I mean, well, then you have a problem with Dolly.
No, I've got no problem with Dolly. I got a problem with the fact there's nothing else in the material except that. Really?
I'm just saying.
Really? We all know. Yeah,
I think that everyone who's getting offended, it's their offense, not hers.
And that has been
her shtick, and it fits her.
Here's my problem. It wasn't just that it was the Dolly joke. It was also then, all these women sharing a dressing room. How could they do it together? Oh, they have so many clothes. Oh, it's the same stereotypical women things that we're making fun of. And I mean, I know Dolly's going to make a big boob joke. That's Dolly. That's always going to be there. But there could have been more enlightened stuff that could have they could have made
and
jokes
there,
about.
And there
it
was.
Just was so
I there think was that via the performances. I loved seeing a pregnant Mira Morris sing "Girl."
So
I thought that
good.
Was marvelous. I love Blake Shelton showcasing his female fiddle player. It was
not
very...
showcasing. She won. She is the first female musician to get that award. She broke the glass ceiling. That is a huge night.
Listen, I'm not huge. And that's exactly, I guess, my point of why some parts of it I was disappointed with. It seemed like it was the year of the women until it wasn't. And
what, because a male won an award?
Because many males won awards.
Okay, but just because it's the year of the woman, I want you to think about this. Just because it's the year of the woman doesn't mean men don't deserve to win. And when it comes
to... No one's saying that. Come on. I'm not saying it should have been an all-female...
You said until a male won.
I'm saying, what does Carrie Underwood have to do to win Entertainer of the Year? Let's just go ahead and say it. The woman had one of the best shows, if not the best show of the year. She had an all-female tour. Mm-hmm. She is everywhere. Mm-hmm. She was...
And then we have an aged Garth Brooks, who people
who?
Say is out.
You say an
Asian?
Aged. I'm like, when did Garth Brooks become Asian? Now that's Entertainer of the Year.
All right. There are people who say he's old hat.
Award.
He's old. He's old news. Blah, blah, blah. But yet and still, when Garth Brooks goes and does something, what happens? The energy, the amazingness. And that's why I picked him for Entertainer of the Year.
I know.
Because there's still something about him that wins. And again, it is all people's opinion. These awards are what people love.
I know.
There is something John is going to think is the best thing he's ever heard. And there's something I'm going to think is the best thing I've ever heard, and it's not going to be the same thing.
We can agree, though. Yeah. We were all very touched watching Willie sing last night. Right?
We can agree on that.
It was sad because his voice is wavering, but it's still great to see that man up there, and his spirit is really what really embraced the crowd and embraced,
anyway,
especially Casey Musgraves.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.